How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer. All right, packaging peeps, I've got a special message from our sponsor, IDPDirect.com. If you want a more transparent supply chain and color consistency across your entire retail packaging program, check out IDPDirect.com. Not only do they make some of the most beautiful luxury retail packaging around the world, they're factory direct, meaning you speak directly with the factory making your packaging, not a middleman. Check out IDPDirect.com and schedule a consultation anywhere in the world near you. IDPDirect.com. Today I was scrolling through Instagram and I see this box that's winning some awards. It's a box for skincare, and what they're telling you to do is take this box. Once you've removed the product, it's reusable because there are die cuts and scores on it that allow you to refold this box into a tray that you can put on your counter and put your keys in. You can put it in your medicine cabinet and put your pills in. And they're promoting all of these random items that you can use a tray for. When it comes to reusable packaging, it's bullshit these days, right? I'm not going to take a 10-cent box, fold it up, and put it on display in my house so I can put my keys in it. I mean, that is just ridiculous. The idea that a design agency or that a manufacturer can convince a brand to spend money on a box that's going to be reused for people to decorate their home with and put their crap in is beyond insane. If you're a brand and somebody is selling you reusable and you yourself are not going to reuse that pack the way that they're selling it to you, don't waste your time. Make it recyclable. Make it easy to recycle. Make sure it's clear how you unpack this thing and separate it and put it in the recycling bin. Again, scrolling through that Instagram, I see that thing. It just drives me nuts because I know what that meeting is like. And I know the pitch is like super excited. We're going to create this box. It's going to be reusable. Your consumers are going to love it. Your brand is going to be on display in their homes. So when their friends come over, they're going to see where they place their keys. And it's going to have your logo. You can't pay for marketing, for in-home marketing like that. You know, if they're in a Zoom meeting, they're going to show that box in their background. And your brand's going to be in front of all of these people. You can't pay for marketing like that. And the brand gets all pumped and they get behind it and they put out a stupid pack like that, that nobody is going to use. Because as a brand, you're trying to save as much money as you possibly can on your packaging. So that pack is going to be a 10-cent folding box that nobody on earth is going to put on their counter. Cut it out. Cut that shit out. All right. If you want to really find out what sustainable packaging is all about, you know, go ahead and reach out to me. I'm happy to help you, but I'm not going to sugarcoat this stuff anymore because that just drove me over the edge this week. All right, guys, talk soon. Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way, you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Avelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.